Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 30 regarding Sean, S-H-A-U-N, Grimes, G-R-I-M-E-S. Sean Grimes is a 33-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 2-3-21, but he slipped on ice outside of his truck, appeared his left leg was twisted under him, appeared to continue to work, and his left leg gave out on him, causing him to fall again. Appeared he went to Christiana Hospital emergency room afterwards, appeared further evaluation, leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus, appeared this was surgically repaired. On 7-5-21, Perry has completed his course of active treatment. Perry, new paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Grimes described he slipped and fell on 2-3-21 while in New York and injured his left anterior cruciate ligament. Perry treatment records show he underwent an MRI of the left knee on 2-22-21 at the referral of Dr. Catalano. Period. Insert those results here. Period in paragraph, he was seen by Dr. Catalano on 2-11-21. Period, he noted the petitioner slipped on ice and fell, landing with his leg under him. Period, he was seen at Christiana Care afterwards, where x-rays were taken. Period, he then was seen at Virtua Care, where an MRI was ordered but not approved. Period. Dr. Catalano diagnosed acute pain in the left knee with effusion and acute medial meniscal tear. Period. He recommended an MRI of the left knee. Period. He followed up, and on 3-11-21 was ordered an ACL derotational custom brace. Period. Physical therapy was also ordered. Period. A second MRI was done on 3-27-11 to be inserted here. Period, he returned to Dr. Catalano on 4-1-21. By which time he had only attended 3 sessions of therapy. Period, he had been measured for his custom brace, but it had not yet been delivered. Period, he was going to continue with physical therapy for the time being. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Catalano. Through 5-6-21, he noted the repeat MRI showed no interval meniscal pathology nor collateral ligament damage. It was read as a diffuse sprain primarily to the ACL versus mucoid degeneration. The original MRI showed a sprain pattern to the ACL. Period. Dr. Catalano recommended he see one of his partners for a second opinion. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Dwyer performed another orthopedic evaluation on 6-9-21. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment, including injection therapy. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed the MRIs. Period. He recommended surgical intervention. Period, he reinforced that weight reduction would be helpful for this patient, but he also recommended discontinuation of the ACL derotation brace as protracted use has been shown to cause muscle atrophy. Period, this was present on the current clinical exam. Period. New paragraph, he had preoperative clearance by Dr. Bajorski on 7-6-21. period he saw Dr. Zucconi on 7/9/21 in anticipation of surgery, period on 7/13/21, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery to be inserted here, period he followed up with the physician assistant on 7/21/21, period they renewed and decreased his Percocet 5/325, as well as his supplemental home exercise program. Brady was cleared to begin sedentary duty on 7/27/21 and could return to full unrestricted duty on 8/17/21. Brady was to return in 1 month, but it is unclear if he did so. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had burn scars on his hands and attributed to a house fire when he was a child. Paired extremities lowered. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left knee motion was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He was mildly tender to the left knee, prepatellar area, and medial joint line, but there was none on the right. Period. Knee maneuver is normal. It was sacral. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Impressions on 2/3/21. Sean Grimes reportedly slipped on ice and fell with his left leg underneath him. Period. He reports going to Christiana emergency room afterwards where x-rays were taken. Period. He then was seen by Virtua Occupational Health. He sent him for an MRI of the left knee on 2/22/21, but this was not approved in a timely fashion. Brady then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Catalano beginning 2/11/21. Brady reordered the MRI and it was completed on 2/22/21 to be inserted. In paragraph, Mr. Grimes followed up over the next few weeks but remained symptomatic. Period. Accordingly, a second MRI was done on 3/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. Despite therapy, bracing, and an injection, he remained symptomatic. Period. Accordingly, he submitted to surgery on the knee on 7/13/21 to be inserted. He then followed up with Dr. Dwyer and his colleagues through 7/29/21. Brady was cleared to return to work in a sedentary capacity, followed shortly thereafter by a return to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found he ambled with physiologic gait and did not require a handheld assistive device to do so. Brady had full range of motion of the left knee with crepitus. Brady was mildly tender to palpation. Period provocative maneuvers about the left knee were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and was able to walk on his heels and toes. Period. He could squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. When initially seen by Dr. Catalano on 2/11/21, he elicited a history of prior surgery to the right knee as well as left in 1995 as well as left shoulder surgery in 2016. Period. At the visit of 2/17/21, his weight was listed at 295 pounds. It is unclear if this was measured or just provided verbally by the examinee. Period. Actually, that was on the visit of 2/11/21. And that will be the end.